This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what makes this nation great, what has played a role in making this nation great, has been the ability to mount new technologies, to mount every new challenge. America has a pretty amazing record in that regard. And right now that is being tested with all of the talk about climate change and global warming, and then you actually look at that, bringing it back home, all of the new attempts to compete with Tesla, to put new electric cars on the road, to consume less in terms of fossil fuels. But there's another challenge for technology right now, and my guest is somebody who's been helping America prepare to meet that challenge, and it's a defense challenge. It's a challenge of danger for the United States of America, direct military danger. Arthur Herman is a senior fellow and director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative at Hudson Institute. His research programs analyze defense, energy, and technology issues. And Dr. Herman is the author of 9 books and is a New York Times best-selling author. One of his latest pieces on the topic, Semiconductors, a Critical Background in the High-Tech War. It's published in Forbes. It'll be back in March. It was published in Forbes. Arthur, it's great to speak to you, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, Michael.
Well, one of the things I want to ask you about is there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and I immediately thought of you. The headline, U.S. tests Israel's Iron Dome in Guam as defense against Chinese cruise missiles. And then there's another announcement today in the Jerusalem Post about Israel Aircraft Industries, which is Israel's national program for developing new aircraft and new defense systems. They've just unveiled some extremely sophisticated series of defensive warfare systems. Do you think that the idea of using something like the technology in Iron Dome has potential regarding protecting us from China?
I think it does, and I think it, in a case such as Guam, where, let's say, it becomes a hot point in a confrontation between the U.S. and China, U.S. Navy and the PLAN, you'd want to have a way in which your bases there can be protected from sudden and massive attack from either cruise missiles or from long-range ballistic missiles. And Iron Dome, and I've watched the development of Iron Dome and the cooperation between IAI and Rafael Systems and also our own Raytheon in developing that system. What it's been able to do to protect Israel spectacularly from missile attacks, you could definitely see a similar role in protecting American assets. You know, we've talked a lot, and you can remember the whole debate about the Patriot batteries, you know, going back to the first Gulf War. And that's true, and that was a highly effective system. But the missiles have gotten faster. They've adopted countermeasures. The attacker has become more sophisticated, and the Patriot missile and the Aegis systems, which was the next generation in terms of ballistic missile defense, all of them have really taken on a role that would have seemed like science fiction 30 years ago. but now is a standard part of the way in which we protect ourselves, or will have to protect ourselves from missile attack. But probably the best way to do it, Michael, is to stop the missiles before they get launched. And that's, I think, one of the big challenges, and there are important options that are available. So that when you stop the missile and blow it up with your killer interceptor, what happens is the debris falls on their heads, not on yours. That's probably the most effective and the one that in the end is probably the best option in terms of development of ballistic missile defense, what we call the boost phase intercept, intercepting missiles while they are still in the boost launch phase of their trajectory.
Okay, now this is increasingly important because with the Chinese very actively developing intercontinental ballistic missiles and in great number, isn't it true that now if you put Russia and China together, they actually possess far more missiles that can potentially hit the United States than that we have that can hit them?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I don't think there's any doubt that what you're dealing with is a Chinese military, which has decided that missiles, ballistic missiles, hypersonic vehicles are the key to overpowering American military strength. Whether it's within the radius of the Chinese mainland, what's called, you know, they call it the first island chain, or should we call it the first island chain, including Taiwan, including Japan and the Philippines, but also reaching further out to the second island chain, reaching as far as Hawaii, that missile represent a weapon which has the velocity and the kill power that will overpower whatever it is that American assets that we're used to providing our defense for. And I think what you're dealing with here, Michael, has been a failure of leadership, which is bipartisan. It's not just on the current administration or the administration before that. And that is that at the end of the Cold War, everyone breathed a sigh of relief and thought, oh, the threat of nuclear annihilation or nuclear exchange between the United States and another power is now gone. That's not an issue we have to deal with anymore. And the real question will be, how do we dispose of these nasty things? Emptying out the missile silos scattered across the United States, winding down the Soviet nuclear arsenal as the Soviet Union broke up. Dealing with all those kinds of questions really kind of overshadowed the reality, which was that there was another power out there which did have a nuclear arsenal and that did see the wind down of the U.S. Soviet competition in the nuclear and ballistic missile race as an opportunity to surge ahead. And that's what the Chinese have done, and we are now playing catch up.
Okay, very quickly,
with the developments that they've brought.
Very quickly, what you were talking about before about hitting their missiles on their silos before they leave there, how realistic is that, and how long would it take to develop that kind of defense?
We actually have that capability now. I have been working for the last 3-4 years on a project involving the use of unmanned platforms, which we think about as drones, armed with two-stage interceptor missiles that would have the capability to strike and destroy ballistic missiles in that initial boost phase, just as they're coming off of the launch pad when they are
We need to get back to this with Arthur Herman of the Hudson Institute. There's another aspect of his work that digs back into history and has to do with how Scandinavians conquered the world. Did you know they did? Well, we'll find out how from Arthur Herman of Hudson Institute, coming right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
And on the Michael Medved Show, somebody who is no stranger to the Discovery Institute is, in fact, Arthur Herman, our guest. He is a senior fellow and director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative at Hudson Institute, and has been a leading thinker on international defense for a long time. Arthur, in terms of what we're talking about the new ability of the United States, if we make the commitment to actually provide more effective defense against some of this very menacing hypersonic and other technology that the Chinese are developing. What's striking to me, and this goes along with the new Israel Aerospace Industries, IAI, defensive capabilities, is precisely that, that it's all defensive, that the United States is not preparing new weapons to attack other nations. It's basically to defuse their potential attacks on us and our allies. Doesn't that say a great deal about the nature of the competition that we're in with the Chinese and to some extent with the Russians?
Yeah, and what's happened is that our thinking about this has become entirely too much reactive instead of proactive. And in the proactive category, I would put two areas in which it's possible to think about deterring this kind of threat in the event that we find ourselves engaged in a shooting war, an international situation or a confrontation in the Taiwan Straits leads to actual kinetic warfare, as we like to say at the Pentagon. What you have is, on the one hand, developing those capabilities for boost phase intercept, for intercepting missiles before they approach American airspace or American military assets. And that means that you've got to be operating from above, either with the system that I just described, developing a prototype for that capability using unmanned platforms and two-stage interceptors. It means from space. And I know that the Missile Defense Agency now is looking into ways in which to use space satellites as a way to both watch and survey the missile threat, but also for ways in which to deter it. And it also means that you've got to be able to counter massive attacks, not a one-off, not a one or two, which was the case with, let's say, a North Korean missile threat. In fact, we originally developed this idea about the boost phase intercept, airborne boost phase intercept, precisely to deter a North Korean threat. With, you know, dealing with China, it's going to be much larger and much more systematic and much larger numbers. You've got to think about how to do that. The other option, Michael, is what we can call, what's euphemistically called electronic warfare, and that is developing the capabilities to interfere with their launch and navigation systems so that when they push the button, nothing happens or something blows up. Those are capabilities which are very much in operation now, and work is going on intensively, I can tell you, to develop those sorts of developments. And the use of cybersphere as a way in which to ways to interfere with and to disrupt missile launch systems is a very much a viable option. But again, we have to be thinking about this offensively, not just cyber defense, which is kind of where we've been for a long time in dealing with attackers, but dealing with it now as a way in which to project power, as a way in which to project deterrence to an enemy so that they have some hesitation about launching a missile attack or have lose confidence in their ability to do that.
Okay, that brings me to, I think, the voices that I'm hearing in my ear right now, not literally, just through the imagination. I've lived in Seattle for, it's going on 27 years now, so it's a while. And there are a lot of people here who might be listening to this, who are saying, this is crazy. A war between the U.S. and China or the U.S. and China and Russia would be just unthinkable. It would be a monstrosity. The economy would be wrecked. Why not just spend more money and effort working together, as the Biden administration announced yesterday, working together to curb climate change, which is a more immediate, realistic threat, to which you say...
Really, it's the more immediate threat?
Well, I listen to Greta Thunberg. She thinks it is.
She certainly does. And she's is she 15 now or 16?
She's 18.
One of the things I think is really important, Michael, one of the basic lessons we need to learn is that the conduct of our foreign policy, and I think also domestic policy, shouldn't be left to people who are under the age of 12. And I think one of the big pressures that adults feel on this whole climate change issue, set aside the question of how much of it is a result of human efforts, is anthropogenic versus just cyclical changes in the global climate, that a lot of the pressure adults feel is from their kids, who come back from school with these kinds of notions having been drummed into their heads that the planet is being threatened, that they're facing annihilation, that their lives are going to be cut short because adults drive cars or heat their homes using natural gas or other kinds of, you know, terrible, terrible things. Or build new weapon systems, exactly. And I can tell you that the focus in American schools and in the American political agenda, number one on the issue of climate change, but also critical race theory, Michael, which is another great topic to talk about, these are programs in American schools that make Beijing smile. And President Xi Jinping of China is someone who feels very good when he knows that that's the way in which our next generation is trained to look at the world and to think about the question of the international order and what America's place in it. Not as a defender of freedom, not as a defender against the threat that China poses, not just to its neighbors, but also to freedom around the world, but instead, and to its own citizens, but also to think about the way in which the United States has a robust role to play in the world in leading in defense of the world's democracies against this kind of a threat. And the fact that those energies and youthful attentions are being pushed in two very different directions is, I think, something that we really all ought to worry about. A lot of what happened in this last election, you know, I live in Virginia. In fact, we have a house in Leesburg, so we watch this unfold.
And let there be more emphasis on a constructive pro-American, pro-defense theme in American education. You can advance that cause. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com. You can read the latest piece on semiconductors, a critical battleground in high-tech war, by Arthur Herman. Thank you for your work. Thank you for joining us. And we will look forward to further conversation coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring military vets on Veterans Day. He placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
We pay homage to the unrelenting bravery and dedication that distinguishes all those who have earned the title of American veteran.
The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Plaza was reopened to the public this week after being closed during the COVID pandemic. A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at a Southeast Texas music festival. The family of Barti Shahani saying the 22-year-old passed away Wednesday night at a Houston hospital a couple of days after she was declared brain dead. She was with her sister and cousin at Astroworld last Friday when a crowd surged toward the stage during rapper Travis Scott's performance. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the Rittenhouse trial is back in session, and nothing quite as dramatic as yesterday, which captivated so much of the country. However, the assumption, and again, it's very widespread, and it includes assumptions from people very much on the political left. The assumption appears to be that Kyle Rittenhouse, the now 18-year-old defendant and on trial for murder because of a struggle in which he was attacked, and there's no question that he was not the aggressor. He was the person who was the victim of attack. And then ended up, because he was carrying a gun he wasn't authorized to carry, he wasn't legally allowed to carry, because of his age, 17 at the time, the gun was fired, and he admits firing it. And the question is it self-defense? The assumption from virtually every credible legal commentator has been that Kyle Rittenhouse, partially because of the way that the defense is handling its job effectively, and the truly dubious nature of the prosecution, that there's an assumption very broadly that he will be acquitted. But people on the left, like Elia Mistal, the justice correspondent at The Nation magazine, one of America's leading voices on the left, says that he'll walk for another reason. It's a more suspicious and conspiratorial reason, which he explains here. That's clip 8.
I don't have a crystal ball, all right? What I know is the law, and what I know is what white people are willing to do to defend white supremacy. If you look at this judge, if you look at his pretrial motions, if you look at his pretrial decisions in this case, remember, Rittenhouse has been in and around the jail since he shot those people in Wisconsin last summer. So if you look at all the decisions that Bruce Schrader has made, they have been heavily balanced and weighted towards Rittenhouse, towards his defense. I see very few neutral decisions in his history. What we have is a judge who, from my perspective, has prejudged the trial in favor of Rittenhouse and has decided, again, even at the pretrial stage, to use every bit of his power to put his thumb on the scale towards Rittenhouse's side, and that was obvious before the trial started.
Okay. First of all, it's outrageous, and he is the most experienced trial judge, apparently, particularly for violent crimes, in the state of Wisconsin. He has not been accused before of being someone with an unbalanced view. And second of all, he's talking here about white supremacy. What does this case have to do with white supremacy? Really, try to draw the line if you can. I don't understand it. The perpetrator, the guy on being defending himself, is white. His three victims, all three people, the two he shot dead and the one he shot and wounded, who testified. And by the way, who testified that he was pointing a revolver, a gun that he was holding, at Kyle Rittenhouse when Kyle Rittenhouse pulled the trigger and shot him first. This is about as classic as it can get. The guy you shot, who was one of your alleged victims, and he is a victim because he got shot and he got wounded, but he was holding a gun and pointing it in Kyle Rittenhouse's direction, which, if you look at any kind of legal precedent, doesn't take a bigoted judge, it doesn't take a white supremacist judge, which is an outrageous thing to say. I mean, but again, the agreement being that whatever the point, there's going to be an acquittal here, which seems to me, yes, indeed, extremely likely. And there's also an activist named Bree Newsom who agreed on the show Democracy Now!, another left-wing activist, about what is going to happen as this trial proceeds. This is clip 9.
Know that, I mean, even apart from the long history of collaboration between police forces, white supremacist organizations, and white militias, we have a very recent history of this as well. We've had situations where police kill someone, there is protesting, and then in addition to the police presence in the street, which is a problem, we have white militia groups showing up, white supremacist organizations showing up. One of the things that is being kind of glossed over here is the fact that that is exactly the element that Kyle Rittenhouse belongs to. I know that it can't be introduced as evidence in the court, but we all know that he was at a bar during this time that he was on release from jail with Proud Boys buying him drinks as an underage person, right? So that is the larger reality. The other thing that I think is important is that the history of judges who are sympathetic to white supremacists has a very long history as well.
Again, white supremacist, I do believe that the idea of the history that he had a bar, that there were members of Proud Boys, if there is credible evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse himself, who was a boy, technically, he was 17 years old when these crimes occurred, the idea that he actually has affiliations with white supremacist organizations, I am sure we would know more about it now than just the implication that she puts on Democracy Now! Today, earlier today in the courtroom, there were more amazing moments from the prosecution. Here is an indication that one of the prosecuting attorneys is deeply concerned that showing footage from the Jacob Blake riots in Kenosha is slanted against the people who are rioting. Why would that footage be slanted unless if it is doctored somehow? Listen, this is clip one.
Your videos that you have captured of these incidents that you call riots, they're very slanted against the people who are rioting. You characterize them as Antifa, Black Lives Matter rioters, correct?
Because they are rioting in the footage, yes, absolutely.
Okay, the idea that footage of people who are rioting is biased against the rioters? Do you think that might be because they're rioting? I mean, can we hear that again? Because, again, even trying to make sense of this argument, listen again.
Your videos that you have captured of these incidents that you call riots, they're very slanted against the people who are rioting. You characterize them as Antifa, Black Lives Matter rioters, correct?
Because they are rioting in the footage, yes, absolutely.
Okay, how do you use footage rioting, showing property destruction and basically threats of death and harm? How do you edit that footage to make it look positive on behalf of the rioters? This is such a bizarre case, and again, I think America will breathe a sigh of relief when it's over. There's also a guilty plea from another kind of rioter, a rioter from the January 6th Capitol Hill riot, and it's revealing and actually in some ways very admirable. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Sign up today for the free MedVet newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is another trial going on about riots. It's a trial in that there was actually a verdict that was agreed to and a guilty plea concerning charges in a prior riot, one that actually took place after the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We're talking about the January 6th assault on the Capitol building. And as the New York Times reports, a former New Jersey gym owner became the first who was in fact the very first person to plead guilty to assaulting a police officer during the attack on the Capitol in January, was sentenced yesterday to 41 months, so 3.5 years in prison, the most severe punishment given so far to any of the more than 660 people who have been charged in the riot. The gym owner, whose name was Scott Fairlamb, admitted back in August to breaking into the Capitol, and then after he left, approaching a group of officers outside as they were making their way through a large and angry group of pro-Trump protesters. A hulking bearded man who once competed as a mixed martial artist, and it's a thick beard, it's a heavy beard. Mr. Fairlamb could be heard on video shouting at the officers, "Are you an American? Act like it." And then he, unprompted, Mr. Fairlamb shoved one of them and punched him square in the face. At a hearing in federal district court in Washington, D.C., Mr. Fairlamb apologized in halting tones to his family, saying he had tarnished the name that they had built up with his completely reckless actions. His father once worked for the New Jersey State Police, and his brother is a Secret Service agent who was used to be assigned to Michelle Obama. "That was not Scott Fairlamb," said the defendant who completed guilty. He'd been spending some time in prison. "That was not Scott Fairlamb," he said of his behavior on January 6th. "That's not who I was raised to be." The Mr. Fairlamb sentence was lower than the 44 months in prison that prosecutors had requested, and could set a benchmark to the dozens of other defendants charged with assaulting police officers on January 6th. Judge Lamberth said that he could get credit for the 10 months he's already spent in custody after being denied bail. The authorities have said that according to a review of cameras worn by the police, there were more than 1,000 attacks on federal officers that day. More than 200 people have been charged with assaulting, resisting, or interfering with officers. But aside from Mr. Fairlamb, only 5 of them have pleaded guilty. In court papers last week, prosecutors noted Mr. Fairlamb's menacing behavior continued after January 6th. 2 days later, they said, he took a video of himself threatening violence and saying, they pulled the pin on this grenade and the blackout is coming. Which probably was not the best response he could have, given the fact that he was already well recorded on videotape. Fairlamb's lawyer, whose name is Harley Breida, wrote that his client had expressed remorse and tremendous shame in September when he sat down to discuss his case with prosecutors and investigators. In online posts, both before and after January 6th, Mr. Fairlamb seemed to echo many aspects of the QAnon conspiracy theory and voiced concerns that a civil war will be coming, but according to Mr. Breida, he has since come to the belief that he was duped by social media. While new arrests continue daily and show no sign of ending, the vast prosecution of the Capitol attack has started to shift toward the process of entering guilty pleas and meeting out sentences. At this point, slightly more than 30 people have been sentenced because of their guilty pleas. The reason that I think this is fascinating is because it comes at the same time when, depending on how a federal appeals court decides the matter, President Trump may be ordered, in fact, to provide a bunch of documents, papers that the Congressional Select Committee has been trying to get in investigating what actually happened on January 6th. And what I do not understand is they are saying in the New York Times that one of the reasons that Trump is trying to delay this and fight this as hard as he possibly can, despite the fact that most legal experts think it's unlikely that he will succeed in protecting his papers and his phone schedule and some of the communication that went on during January 6th from a committee that has been charged by the Congress of the United States to investigate it. And for people who believe that nothing wrong was done on January 6th, they should read some of the records of this unfortunate guy. Scott Fairlamb is going to be spending 3.5 years in jail. He's already spent 10 months in jail, so it's a little bit less than that. But he had a very high bail. By the way, and appropriately so, there was a very high bail for Kyle Rittenhouse. But he's going to be acquitted of the charges against him. It's very tough to acquit people against rioting when it's all caught on tape, and they seem to be proud of it. And that is the basic point. If in fact, there's anything to be proud of here, why are people pleading guilty? Why are people who have been accused of these crimes not saying, no, that wasn't me, that was actually somebody from Antifa or from the left. It was a false flag operation. By the way, a federal appeals court has agreed to temporarily halt delivery of presidential records to a House committee probing the January 6th attack on the Capitol, handing former President Donald Trump his first win after a series of legal losses at a lower court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit said today it would grant the delay, giving its judges more time to review the case. The appeals court will hold oral arguments on November 30th, and the case eventually could be appealed further to the U.S. Supreme Court. the National Archives had been due to deliver a first tranche of documents to the Democratic-led House panel tomorrow. That will not happen. It seems to me that, particularly if President Trump is planning to run for president again, that the idea, I'm not sure what purpose other than saving potential embarrassment is being served by fighting so ferociously to prevent people in the congressional committee from looking intensely at what actually happened on January 6th. Now, none of that is meant to make President Trump look good. But how do you look good if you were president, and what are you trying to hide, given the fact that there were several hours where the president wasn't heard from when the attack was going on? The idea that this is going to continue and this is going to continue to swarm around the head of the former president, I think, is one thing that works against the tremendous momentum that Republicans picked up through the Virginia elections, the New Jersey elections, the elections across the country. Right now, all the momentum is in the direction of conservatives and Republicans and people who want a change of course from the Biden administration. And a return to an extended fight over this January 6th thing, which should have more conclusive settlements like the sentencing and the guilty plea and the positive statements about acknowledging his guilt and his shame by Mr. Fairlamb, that has to be a good process, progress, reality for putting this entire episode behind us and putting the riots behind us, God willing, too, from Kenosha, Wisconsin, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.